We'll talk today about the Sugyan Bobakama of Gezela Ger. Try to cover some issues that have to do with the Matnus Kahuna that's called Gezela Ger. We'll start off with the Rambam. The Rambam starts in the beginning of Ilchus Bikurim im Shar Matnus Kahuna Shebigvuli. Arba Vesrim Matonus Nitnu Lekranim Bekulon Meforoshin Batoyo. There's 24 presents, 24 matonas that Hashem gave to Kohanim, and they're all mefurish in the Torah. They all said, and after the Maisa with Korach, that he was Ma'arar ala Kahuna, so it says that Hashem made a bris melach, and he wrote it down, Rashi says, like somebody who gives a present, and then people came and they were Ma'arar on it, and they had tightness on it. So then he wrote it down, Berkos, and he signed it with a lawyer. So the same thing that Hashem wrote it in the Torah in Parshas Korach, today that everyone should know that the bris of Aaron is a bris olam, and it's called the bris melach in Divrei Hayomim. And all the 24 matnas kun are mentioned over there. In fact, there's some diukim in the psukim. My younger brother Avner once told me a pshat that it's mashma, it fits in with the psukim to say that the fact that there's Maiser Rishon to a Levi, and then the Levi has to give the Kohen Terumas Maiser. It's as if that was given after the Parsha of Korach, because that's where it's the first mentioned, and the Psukim are mashma like that, because he was Ma'arar ala Kahuna, so he told the Levi, now give the Kohen from your own, and you should also have a Chelek in the Matnos Kahuna that you give. Koponim, there's Arba V'Esrei Matnos Nitnu LeKohanim, B'Kulon Mefuroshin B'Torah. It's not Torah about Bet Mefurash. Val kula nichreso bris le'awen. V'chol kohen she'eino modeboin, ein lo'i chilek b'kehuna, ve'ein noisen lo'i matonami. And there's a din that a kohen has to be mode in all of them. If a kohen says one of them he doesn't like, he doesn't hold of it, or his drosha doesn't hold, so you can't give him any of the matnus kuna. It's a din that he has to be mode to all the matnus kuna kedei that you should be able to give him any one of them. That means like korbanos mevorich hasher kedushanu mekedushos yishalaren v'tzivanu lecho el kach v'kach. So that's when he eats it. But on giving the matonis, bedarch klal, that doesn't say here. Now the Rambam talks which ones. He says like this: the shmona matonis mehen is einoich li noison hakohanim elo b'mikdosh lifnim mechoyim aso azor. It has to be in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Azor, eat eight of them. Chomesh matonis einoich li noison elo b'Yerushalayim lifnim mechoyim aso yir. Chomesh matonis ein zoichin buen min ha-toiro elo b'Eretz Yisrael bilvad. There's chia, there's not kedusha mamish of the Beis HaMikdosh, but they're matnas kuna, but it's only shaykh to Eretz Yisrael, not to chutz loretz. Chomesh matonis zoichin buen bein b'oretz, bein b'chutz loretz. And then there's one more that has a category by itself. Maton achas zoichin bo mina mikdosh. That's the oros korbonus. The oros have a category by itself because really you use it everywhere. You could even get it everywhere, but it's the zchias from the Beis HaMikdosh because it comes the or ha'ola. It says mino eish. That the ola is everything goes to the eish. Chutz from the or ha'ola. That's also sugyan bo bekama here. Now, he says, which is the eight in the Beis HaMikdosh? There's a Chatos and there's a Oshom. Won't go into it. There's Lechem Aponim, Luk Shemen Shal Metzoro. Ein Echolen Elo BaMikdosh. Then there's the Chomish B'Yerushalayim, Chozev V'Shoikev Shlomim, and Mura Min HaToido, El Nozir B'Choyer, and Bikurim B'Yerushalayim. Chomish Be'etz Yisrael, Truma, Trumas Maiser, Chalo, Reishi Sagez, Soda Achuzo, that's Chulin. Ein zeichin ben min atoira elo beretz Yisroel. That's the halacha where Paskin that Reishis Agetz is also dafken eretz Yisroel. Ve'ein oichlin trumis v'chalo shel eretz Yisroel elo beretz Yisroel, because there's chalas of the Rabbonon and Chutzlaret, that's a different din. U'mayin achomesh zeichin ben b'kreanim b'chol mokim ha-matonis u'pid ha-matonis min zroel l'choyayim v'kevo pidin ha-ben u'petar ha-moyer v'gezel ha-ger v'acharomim chamishton chulin l'chol dover. Okay. So now we're going to be talking about Gezela Ger. Gezela Ger is what the Rambam says in Hilchas Gzela Vaveda Perek Ches, that if somebody is Gezela Ger, if somebody goes on anyone, so he has to pay back the keren. What happens if the person, the Nigzal, asks him for it back, and he's nishba l'sheker, and then he's moide, so he has to bring a korban, oshom, and keren, and a chomesh he has to pay. And the din, and he has to bring them all, that means the keren and the chomesh he pays to the nigzal, and the oshom he brings in the base. I mean, there's it's a kapora because he did a shvuas sheker. The keren he has to bring first and then the oshom. If he brought the oshom without giving the keren, he has to bring again the oshom, because first comes the keren and then the oshom. The chomesh is not me'akiv l'chatchila, he should give it, but if you didn't bring the chomesh, you could bring it a different time. It's not me'akiv the kapora of the oshom. And if the nigzal died, he gives that to the yorshim, gives the keren to chomesh to the yorshim. And then it says in the posek and bamidbar, and also it says, v'imein lo ish goya lo hoshi v'oshom elo. If the person, the nigzal, doesn't have a goya, he doesn't have a relative, he died, and he doesn't have a relative that you could give him the dmei gezel, because he has to give the keren for a kapora. So Oshom Hamushav Lashem Lakoin, that the Oshom Hamushav, the Gemara Darshan's here in Baba Kama, that Oshom is the Karen and Hamushav is the Chomesh, Milvad Ela Kippurim is the Korban Oshom, so you give it to the Kohanim. So it says here that Gezel Ager, so the Gemara says, who is the person that doesn't have a Goel? Any person of Klali, so you'll find a relative, you'll go back Doris and you'll go on the sides. You always find from his father and his father's father and his father's and his uncles, all the time there'll be a relative. Only the pshat is, who could be a person that doesn't have a relative? So it's a ger, shein lo yorshim. If somebody was nisgayer, so you look around, you see he might not have yorshim if he doesn't have children. He didn't marry, didn't have children. So there's no one to take his yerusha. So who got there to the yerusha? The kohanim. We'll see that the Gemara has a chakira, so that means the Karen and the Chomish that were supposed to go to the Ger, now goes to the Kohanim instead. And the Gemara has a chakira, is it like Yerusha? It's like saying that the Kohanim are his Yorshim, and they get it Midin Yerusha, or they get it Midin Matona. That means, Bemes, it's not a Yerusha, it's not like coming from the Ger. If you say Yerusha, like the Chazonish says, it means ki'ilu that the Gazlan gives it to the Ger Bakever, and it goes from there to the Kohanim. And if he didn't give it, he's like Gazlaning the Ger Bakever. That's how the Chazonish says it. And if we say it's a Matona, so that means Hashem gave a Matnus Kuna straight to the Kohen instead of giving it to the Ger. That, so you need a Kapora for your Shvuas. In any case, it's a Kapora, even if it's a Yerusha. But you need a Kapora, so you have to give a present, a Matona, to the Kohanim. There's many different dinim in this din of Hashovas Gezel Ager Shein Lo Yorshim, which is called a Matnis Kehuna. The Gemara brings a raya in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis to say if it's called a Yerusha or it's called a Maton. We'll start the Gemara Boy Rovet. Kohanim beGezel Ager Yorshin Avu or Mekable Matonis Avu. Are they called Yorshim or they're called Mekable Maton? Lemainaf kemine. What's the difference of their yorshim or their mekable matona? Kigoyin gozal chometz v'over olav haPesach. He gazled chometz, and Pesach went by, so now it's osur bano. So, if the any gzela, so you could say areishol cholifonecho, even though it's not worth. If the chometz itself is here, so you say to the nigzal areishol cholifonecho, it's yours. Iamus yorshin avu haynu haydi alsi moiritz. If you say the kohanim or yorshim, so you say this chometz, even though it's also banu, it's over all of our Pesach, but I give it to the yorshim, just like he could say to the nigzal, to the ger himself, to the nigzal, areishol cholifonecho. So the same areishol cholifonecho he gives to the yorshim. So memele the kohanim that they are yorshim of the ger. So there, you could say to them also areishol cholifonecho and give them back the same chometz that he stole, even though the Pesach went, it came Pesach and became also banu. If you say they're mekable matona, so matona kom rachmona denei sivlu voloi koyoivlu midi dafre baalmu. The Torah said, give a matona to the kohanim. If you're going to give the same chometz shovel over Pesach, so you're not giving any matona. They're not receiving anything. It's afre baalmu. It's not worth anything. So you have to give a new thing. You have to give domi. Interesting that the Rambam in Perek Gimel, that we weren't really going to talk about this Rambam, but I'll mention it. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel of Gzeila V'Aveda, halacha hey, b'me dvarim amurim she'echzir ha'gzeila. That means, when can you say an isuri ano ha'reishal cholefonecha, or if the chefetz itself is not worth anymore, you could give it back because that's the chefetz I stole, when they gave back the chefetz itself. Aval im nisrefu ha'gzeila yovdo acha she'nesro ba'anoe, chayev la'achzir lo domeo kesha'as ha'gzeila. If it got burnt or it got lost and it was nesar bano, so you have to give back money of the gzela. Lefichoch, im kofar bo yachar shenesro bano, venishba chayv leshalem keon v'choy meshvoshem. So here it's an interesting Rambam that he says if he was koifer, after it was nesar bano. If it was koifer before it was nesar bano, still you can say arishachol fonecho. It was koifer after shenesro bano, venishba, so he has to pay keren v'choy meshvoshem. So, it's mashman the Rambam, even though we're not talking about Gezel Ager, we're talking about Stama Nigza. Why can't he say Reish Chol Fonecho, even if there was Nishba? It's mashman the Rambam that there's some union of Kapora that you can't say it. It's a stira, it's a Shal Talorm Pshan the Rambam and the, over here. So, yes, the Gemara says enough Kamina if it's Yorshim or Mekable Matona. If it's Yorshim, so you could say Reish Chol Fonecho, just like to the Nigzal. And if it's Mekable Matona, the Kohanim, so Memele, you have to bring a new Matona, you have to bring something that's worth. That's rough. Rav Zeira Boyochi, he does it different. Afilu im Timtziloima, Mekable Matona Avu, even if you'll say that Kohanim Begezla Ger, the Matona of Gezla Ger, is called the Mekable Matona, Holo Iboilon, Dai Matona Omrachmona Denesiblu. The Torah said, that matona you should give him. That means the chefetz that you gazled, that's what you're mechuyev to give. And to the nigzal, you could have said reish chol fonecho. So now the kohanim get the same thing. They get that matona. So even though we say, even though the matona is not worth anything, but the Torah said, what you gazled, give back. So just like by the nigzal, so the same thing the kohanim. So they could get that matona. It's an opposite swerve from Rav. Elokiko mi boilon. If he had the Gezel Ager, he gazled from the Ger 10 behemoths. So the 10 behemoths, usually the din is 10 behemoths, if they were born in my reshus, so I have to give my Ser behemoth 1 out of 10. And if I bought 10 behemoths, so I'm not mechuyev to give my Ser behemoth, lokuach is potter from my Ser behemoth. If he yarshened 10 behemoths, if it's 1 yorish, that we'll see later, so then it's shaykh that he should give meiser beima. So if you've got 10 beimas be meiser begezel ager, mechayv lafushim minayu meiser eloi. Yorshin havu dom amar kono betfisas abayis chayovin. The Gemara says, if they're called Yorshim, so if it's betfisas abayis, that means before they divide up the Yerusha, it's all called one reshus, one tfusas abayis, one house. So memele der chayv be meiser beima. Oidil me mekable matonis havu. If the kohanim are called like mekable matonis, not like Yorshim, so memele tenana lukech vanitel matona potom b'maiser beima. So if you're zeira, you see like this: Yorshim or chayv b'maiser beima. But if it's mekable matona, so it's a new matona that they're receiving. That's like a lukech vanitel matona. The din is that's potom b'maiser beima. So again, the shaila is: if the matnis kun of gez lagir lefir of zeira, is it called Yorshim? It's chayv b'maiser beima if Yorshim 10 behemoths or not? Be'emes, it could have been the same shaila if the yarshin 5 behemoths and he had 5 behemoths of his own, the kohen, if he had 5 behemoths of his own and he yarshin 5 behemoths, l'chura the shaila should be mitztarif or not. That we have to look up in the din of meiser behemoth. My, so the Gemara brings a riot from this brice that we read in the Rambam, Toshma, that there's esrim ba'arba matnus kuno nitnu la'on ve'leponov, and they were given b'klalu pratu klalu b'ris melach. And then the Gemara says, "V'gezel ager v'kokori mi'as matone." It's called Esrim Arba Matone. Shmami no mekable matone savu shmami. So it's called mekable matone. And the Gemara says here, "Asora b'gvulin truma truma smaisa v'chalav reishis agez v'matone u'pidyon aben u'pidyon petach hamor v'sod aruz v'sod chomim v'gezel ager." It's some interesting that here, the bride says soda chuzah soda chromim and gezel ager is the last one, which makes sense because the soda chuzah and soda chrom, both are talking about sodas. But the Rambam, when he said the reshima of the matonas, I don't think it's significant. But the Rambam says the Chomish b'chol mokoim, the Rambam has a different chalukah. Matonos u'pidyon haben petach hamor v'gezel hager v'charomim. After the gezel hager, he talks about charomim. Because the Rambam says soda achuzo, he's saying in the Chomish be'eretz Yisrael. And the Chomish b'chol mokum is the Charomim. That means Cherme Kuanim. He's not talking about Sdei Cherem. Sdei Cherem the Rambam doesn't mention by itself. He says Charomim. So that'll have to be a different inyan to see why the Gemara says Sdei Charomim and the Rambam says Charomim. Stam, like Stam is Machrim Metaltelim. And then he says in the Kodshe Gvul. Akoponim, in the Gemara it says here that it's Kodshe Gvul. Now, when the Gemara said Arba Yerushalayim, one of them was Oiros HaKodshim, the hide, the skin of the Kodshim. So Rashi said on Oiros HaKodshim, Oiros Oilav Chatois Vashomois, Aval Kodshim Kalim, Oiros and the Bailim. Kedomar Bezvachim Perktvulim, that means Oiros of Kodshim Kodoshim is Matnis Kuna, Oiros of Kodshim Kalim is belongs to the Bailim. Mshimochi Kochoshim Lubadi Anuch de Birushalayim, why is it called Birushalayim? You could use it anywhere. Lemuti Deinech Shovim Badi Anuch de Gvulim, they give it, the place to give it over is in Yerushalayim. Even though the Oros HaKodshim come from in the Azora, from where the carbon was, but Hefshet V'nituach is in the Azora, but we call it Yerushalayim, not B'mikdosh, because Rashi says anything that if it goes out of the Azora, it's not Nifsal B'yotze, it can go out of the Azora without a problem, so that we don't call it Mikdosh, we call it Yerushalayim. So even though it's given from the Mikdosh, and the Rambam says it's Min HaMikdosh, but here we say it's called Yerushalayim, because it can be given in Yerushalayim, there's no Psul Yotzei, and can be used out of the Mikdosh. The Gezel Hager, Rashi says, Nami Korele Matonas Gvulin. She'im nosnoi lekoyen ha-mishmor, even though Rashi says has to give it to the Kohen ha-mishmor, and Kohen ha-mishmor is always in Yerushalayim. So why is it called Kodesh Gvulim? So he says, she'im nosnoi lekoyen ha-mishmor chutz l'Yerushalayim yotzo, ve'ela shomo yale l'Yerushalayim la'akriv, you could give it out of Yerushalayim, since you could give it over out of Yerushalayim, so it's called Gvulim. It's interesting to point out that the Chazon Ish says, he has arichus on it, that even though everything that comes to the Beis HaMikdosh is divided to 24 Mishmoros Kuna, each week a different Mishmor works, and the end of Sukkah talks about it. And it's one of the it's counted in the Tarit Mitzvahs to be Mechalek to Mishmoros. Each Mishmor is divided into seven Botei Av. Each day in the week, a different Beis Av, a different family from that Mishmor works. And when a korban comes, it's mischalik to that Beis Av of that day, not to the whole Mishmor. It's mischalik to that Beis Av. Here, when you bring Gezel Hager and the Osham, it's mashma. The Chazon Ish says mashma stark in the lashonis of the Gemara and the Rishonim that it goes to the whole Mishmor of Yo Yoriv. Let's say Mishmor Yo Yoriv and Yedai, which is mentioned, goes to the whole Mishmor, not to Dafka to that Beis Av of that day. Then he goes on to say that lechem upon him for sure does not go just to the Beis Av, because the Botei Av were divided every time the same Beis Av worked on the first day of the week, same one worked on the second day of the week. And if you say the Beis Av of Shabbos gets that one and no one else, so they'll never ever have Lechem upon him. It's Mischalik to the whole Mishmor. So he says the same thing by Gezel Hager, it's Mischalik to the whole Mishmor, not Tafka to that Beis Av. That's a Chazon Ish. Now, the Gemara says that Gezel Hager is called Kodesh Gvulim, and Rashi says because you could give it Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Tosfos here says Gezel Hager Teime. Tosfos says Sapele. Am I Choshiv Gezel Hager Me'asoro B'Gvulim? The Kiyechi Doma Rov Echziroi Balaylo V'Lachatzoin Lo Yotzo. There's a few dinim left by Gezel Hager. We'll soon be able to talk about it. Rav says that Oshom Kariyeh Rachmon, it says, Oshom Amushov Lashem Lakoyen. The Gemara Darshan says, Oshom is the Karen, Amushov Lashem, that you have to give it over at Kilu, give it to Hashem, Kanyeh Hashem, and gives it to the Kohen. So that, since it's called the Oshom, so if you bring it Balaylo, the Gezel Hager, if you pay it to the Kohen in Balaylo, you're not Yoitze. Oshom Kariyeh Rachmon, and Oshom is Korbonus, Biyoim Tzavo Yisavilo Balaylo. Nosnoi lachatzoin, you're not yoitze. If you give half of it, you're not yoitze. It's nothing. Why? So So the why? Because Oshem Kari Rachman. So in the Shita Mekubetzes it says B'shem the Ramah that Oshem Kari Rachman and a Baal Mum is possible. So if you gave Chetzi, it's like a Baal Mum. It's half. We'll also talk about that Mirtz Hashem later about this Nekuda. And also, so Tosfos says, so why is called Gezla Ger from the Gvulin? The Ki Echidom Arov Echziru Balaylo V'Lachatzoin Lo Yotzo the Oshem Kari Rachmane. So Chanamim Echziru B'Gvulin Lo Yotzo Kedin Oshem. So says it should be that just like we say it's called the Oshem and the Oshem needs Yoim, not Lailo, and the Oshem has to be Tomim, has to be Sholem and not Lachatzoin. So the same thing, the Oshem has to be in the Azora. So the same thing, Gezel Ager should be brought in the Azor. It should be called Kochi HaMikdosh, and Tosfos doesn't have a teretz. In the Teras Chaim says, asks that how could Tosfos say that you have to give the Gezel Ager in the Beis HaMikdosh? How could you bring money into the Beis HaMikdosh? There's a din. They're not allowed to bring money. You can't go in Bafrak Susi. You can't go in with your money, Bapundosei. That your money belt with your wallet, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdosh, into the Azorah with it. So remember, the Rambam says, I think we once talked about, the Rambam says it's because of Moira Mikdosh, and maybe it's a Durabonon, or the Durabonon said, Pshat in the Moira Mikdosh, or Gobonim, how does Tosfos say that we should bring it in? So if it's a Durabonon, so we'll say, Midoraisa, you should do it. So Bemis, you should say, Kochei Gvulim, because Lamaisa, you can't bring it in. Gobonim, Teres Chaim says he can't bring it into the Beis HaMikdosh. Chutz from that, the Torah Chaim says you can't bring it in because it's chulin bo azora, and you can't bring in chulin into the azora. So on this, Bams, there's a Tosfos on Baba Basra, and that's Pei Aleph. Tosfos says there the Gemara is talking about a sugi of bikurim that someone sold the other one two trees, and it's a sofik if the Adoma, the ground around the trees also belonged to him, then he could bring Bikurim, or he only sold him the trees and not the ground around it, then he can't bring Bikurim because he can't say Adoma Shona Satali. So the Gemara says Lachumra, he should bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Then Gemara says, but maybe it's not Bikurim and he's bringing in Chulin Lazora. So Tosfos says the Chol Mokem Sheyesh Kein Akrove Kihoche. That means anywhere where there's something that has to do with Akrova, has a Shaykhis to the Mizbech, to the Beis HaMikdosh, like Bikurim. You're not Maktir it, but you're Megi, there's Agosha and there's Tenufa. So Mela has a Shaykhis to a Korban. So over there we say that if you brought it in, and really it's not Bikurim, so you're bringing in Chulin Lo Azora. Aval Dovar Shein, Noisin by Akrova Klal. He asks that a kohen can wear stam clothes to go into the Azora, or even a Yisroel. Any Yisroel has to go in for smicha, for everything. So he's wearing his clothes. His clothes is chulin ba'azora. That means that you have to eat the matnes kuna. L'moshcha begdula ima chulin v'truma v'tshkedesh t'nechelas ala soiva. You have to, or chardol, you have to eat something else, just like a korban pesach. You have to eat it ala soiva. So kochim also, you eat it ala soiva, so you eat something before it. So he eats chulin. Tosfos says, like you could say, maybe you should eat the chulin in the Ezras Noshim and then go into the Azorah. But it's not like that. Tosfos says, you eat in the Beis HaMikdosh even chulin. So you see, something that has a shaykhis takrova, you're not allowed to bring into the Azorah. So Memele, why does the Torah Chaim say money is also to bring in? Because you're Ma'il Chulin Lazora. Why shouldn't you be able to bring it in? So Pnei Yeshua says that the Torah Chaim is like a kasha. So it doesn't say a teretz as far as I remember. And the Pnei Yeshua says, what's the kasha? What's wrong with bringing money into the Azorah? If the Torah says Oshem Kari Rachman and the Gezla Ger is called Oshem, so that's the heter to bring it in. That is the din to bring it in. Why shouldn't you be able to bring in an Oshem? It's like a korban. It's like bringing in a korban. And he says Ve'oid. Ve'oid, that it's like every money called Mois Hektesh that you're machnis le Lishka So Azora, every Mois Hektesh you bring into the Lishka So Azora. If you say like that every Mois Hektesh you bring into Lishka So Azora, I would have said, but I think it's too much to say such a chidush. So if you're bringing all Mois Hektesh to Azora because they're already Hektesh, But if Gezel HaGer is not Hektish, it's just a matona to give the Kohen Mois Chulin, so it could be it's doima to what this says, that anything that's like Rava you can bring into the Azora. So it could be if you bring in Mois Hektish to the Azora, it's Hektish. But to bring in Mois Chulin, and it's not Hektish, maybe you're not allowed to. But that's like too much of a Chiddush. A Koponim, the Pnei Yisrael says you're allowed to bring in money. First of all, because it's called the Osham, and it's like any Mois Hektish that you bring into the Azora. Tosfos in Zvachim, that Mendalat on the base, Mendalat on the base, over there it says also about Gezel HaGer, Shelchoye, it says on the Gezel HaGer in Parshas Kor, it says Lechohu, Shelchoye afilu lekadesh bo yeso isha. So Tosfos brings a Rashi, brings, so he says, Miu mashma mitoich dvorov, that means from Rashi it's mashma, that Rashi said, Mishulchan gavoya kozochu, mashma mitoich dvorov, the Gezel HaGer Mishulchan Govoya Kozochu. That you're Zoyche, just like every Kodshim, you get it like from the Mizbeach, like it says, Mekadosh Bechelko Yizeno Mekodesh, because you're not getting it from any Bailim. It's like you're eating the, on the table of the Beis HaMikdosh. It's not yours. So he says, Iyaf Sholoy Makein, that Gezel HaGer is Mishulchan Govoya. Do Amrinon Hoche Lechohu Levonecha Afilu Lekadosh Bo Yeso Isha. If it becomes your money completely, just like any chulin money that you earned, and you could also be mekadosh aisha with it. Be kedushin omar, the kedushin the gemara is mechalek in the toilet. Mekadosh bechelke ben kochim kedushin ben kochim kalim eno mekudeshes. Why eno mekudeshes a coin was chulik bibsar kochim? He takes that bsar kochim kalim or whatever he gives it to aisha is also why mishum de mishulchan gavoya kozochu. So it's not his money. Mishulchan gavoya means it doesn't become yours. You could eat it. You have a mitzvah to eat it, but you're eating the Beis HaMikdosh Bosor, the Shulchan Gavoya's Bosor, but it's not yours to be Mekadosh HaIsha. So if you say that Gezel HaGer is Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, so also it shouldn't be Roy to be Mekadosh HaIsha with it. So what would you do with it? That's what Tosfos Kashyos. Nearly the Shiny Ochet, the Goli Kro Lecho Ulevonecho. That means Be'em is Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, so it shouldn't be Roy to use it for anything. But since the pasuk says lechohu ulevonecho, it's a special pasuk telling us that you could use it. Kilu saying gzeiras hakosuk. V'yesh teime laHashem begezel hager lomali. The gabi ma'inaf kemine dekonei Hashem lemeimah de mishulchan gavoya kozoch. Ma'inaf kemine bishleim. Anything you say mishulchan gavoya kozoch naf kemine that can't use it lekadosh isha. But once you say here lechohu ulevonecho that gezel hager, you can use it. So lemaynaf kemina, what the Torah says that it was Lashem, amushav Lashem, that mishulchan gavoya kazochu. What difference does it give us? So the Karen Oira says first the Karen Oira brings another test. It's important to say that this test was in Menachas, the fine gimel on the base. It's also talking about Gezel HaGer. That's Lekadosh Bo Yeso Isha. Konei Hashem Benosnoi Lakoyen Shebo Yeso Mishmo. Al Kochin Islo Namema Delav Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. Because if you don't say, if you say that's Yeh Mishulchan Gavoya, so how could you be Mekadosh Isha? Just like Mekadosh Bechelke, the same thing like Tosfos and Zvachim. Umiyu, so Tosfos says, Umiu ho milse dori shosa medichsiv milvade la kippurim. Then what? That just like Osham, that you can't give it to any coin, you have to be mechalik it. Just like Chalukas Kochim, Mishemo also kol Hashmoinon. Maybe the pasuk that says Mishulchan Gavoya that it's Lashem comes to tell us the moyalin boy ad shiyove liad koyen, that there's meila. I mean, just like any money of bedek abayis, if you take it for yourself, there's meila. So the Chura Tosfos is saying, "Ad shiyove liad koyen." That means the money of Gezel HaGer. What's it mean? The money? There's afrosha. The Chura not. When it comes to the coin, it becomes his. The Chura, it's not a din of afrosha to be mafresh ze legezel. There wouldn't be meil. Or maybe Tosfos does say it. He means to say that if you're mafresh and you say this is for the coin for Gezel HaGer, for to bring to the matnis kuna. So So already it's doime to Beit HaKabayis, it becomes kodesh like kedushas gezel ager, whatever we'll call it, and you would be moel until it comes actually to the kohen's hand. Or maybe Tosfos means that even if it comes to Lidei one of the kohen of the Mishmar, but it wasn't nischalik yet. The soif dovar of the kapora is when it's nischalik to the whole Mishmar. Just like the Gemara says that. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, another din from Rava, there has to be enough. Let's say there's 1,000 kohenim in the Mishmar, so it has to be that each kohen, there has to be at least 1,000 prutas in the Ashovas HaGzeilah, that each kohen should get a pruta, and it has to go to each kohen bedavka, because the Gemara says later, ein chol ma osham osham kari rachmone. You has to be that each coin gets. You can't say, I'll take, just like by Oshem and Mincha, you can't say, I'll take more of this and you'll take more of that. It has to go to each coin a chalukah. So the same thing, Gezel Ager has to go to each coin a shove pruta. And Rashi says that if there isn't enough, Moisif Mishaloi Oid Lahashlim. Even though he has to pay from Gezel Ager, let's say 1,000 shekel, and there's 2,000 kohanim, so he has to add on another 1,000 shekel. We're talking about a kapora. For the kapora, it's not enough to give back the 1,000 shekel. He has to give back another 1,000. You have to know what's the din when he says Arish Chov Nechol, the fi the tzad, that he could give back chometz or the whatever, the chefetz that he gazled, he could give back, even if it's also bano, it could be he could give it back. So then he also has to be moisif. Has to be moisif kedei shover pruta l'chol kohen. That means he'll give the chayfetz, and also that I didn't look up yet. What's the din when he doesn't give back the money? He gives back the chayfetz, so he has to add on also kedei that should be shover pruta l'chol kohen. It's doimet what the Gemara says by truma l'fi midom shalim not l'fi domim, because it's the kapora. So a kapora, the Gemara says that it's has to be a chalukah to each kohen, and it can't be. So maybe the pshat and Tosfos that he says in Menachos that Kono Yashem Menosno LaKohen, that's Mishulchan Gavoya Kozoch, and Tosfos says that it's Meilat Shiyovoy Liad Kohen. Maybe Tosfos also means that even though one kohen of the Mishmar took it and he's about to be mechalek calls man, he wasn't mechalek it to all the kohen. Maybe there won't be a kapora yet, and if the kohen uses it before that, it's maybe there's meila. So first of all, you see here that before, that means if we say like this. So the whole kapora is totally also that each kohen should get his chelik. The chalukah to the kohenim is not a special din chalukah like by Psar Kochim that the korban was nikrav, and now there's a din chalukah. But it could be the chalukah to all the kohenim is part of the kapora. It's not ashova yet; it has to be ashova lechol kohen v'kohen. So memela, kol zman, all the kohenim didn't get it. There's no kapora yet. Also, that we see that there's already a inyan of afrosha, because if there's me'ila, that means this money that's already going to the kohanim, it already came to the mishmar, but that's no riot that there's afrosha. It could be afrosha, there isn't, but once it comes to the mishmar, so the mishmar was zeichen and it started, except the kapor is not finished until each kohen gets the chalukah. Kopanim Tosfos and Menachos says that there might be me'ila in it. The Karanayra says, what's the difference, Taka, that by when we say that Mekadesh Bechelko Izeinu Mekudeshes Kos Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, so it still belongs to Hekdesh and it's not your money. When you say Gezel Ager, even though Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu, it is yours after Chalukah, like Tosfos says, the Lashon Tosfos in Zvachim, he finishes. It's Tosfos in Menachos. The end of Tosfos Menachos has an added part that it doesn't say in Tosfos and Zvachim. And Tosfos says, how do we know that Gezel Ager is not Momen Kohen because Machzirin Balaylo Lachatzoin Oshom Kari Rachmone? Voy Demasi Kosom Ein Chulkin Gezel Ager Kenegid Gezel Ager Da Oshom Kari Rachmone. If it's called the Oshom, it's called the Korban, so it's not your money, just like Mekadesh Bechelke. V'yashloim Adani Mili Koidem Chaluke. Before the Chaluke, it's called Shulchan Gavoya. Aval achar sheyagia lekol echod chelkoi nase momen koyen. So here also you see in the end of Tosfos, like we were thinking pshat in the beginning of Tosfos, that when it comes to each one is chelik, then it becomes momen koyen. So you see that the Ashova is finished when each Kohen gets it. It's not enough that it came to the Mishmor. It's a, only you have to give it to each Kohen. Also, there's a Nafkamina. The Gemara says that if he was the Gazlin sent the money to the Kohuna, and it didn't come yet to the Kohanim and the Gazlin died, so they have to give back the money to the Yorshim of the Gazlin. But if the Kohanim received the money, not by Gezlager, by every Gezel Venishban, he has to pay Karim Chemesh Vosh. We're talking. Akoponim, the nafkamina is if we say that it came to the day Kohen, the Gemara says once it came to the Kohanim, they don't give it back. No, the case is like this. The case is that the Osham is a kapora for the Gazlin. If the Gazlin died, you can't bring the Osham, there's no kapora. So if the money didn't come yet to the Kohen and the Gazlin died, so we don't give the money to the Kohen because he won't have a kapora, he won't have an Osham. But if the money came to the Kohen and he was about to bring his Osham and he died, you can't bring the Osham. So even though, here, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nosan as a kesef lanche mishmor. Omra abaye. Shmamino. Kesef mechaper mechzo. Diloi mechaper ava mine mehadol yoshin. My time adai te dochi lo yoavle. So you see that the kesef is mechaper mechzo because he gave the money to the nigzal, he gave the keren to the nigzal, and he didn't bring the osham and he died. So if you would say that the money is not a kapora, the whole kapora is finished by the Oshom, so Memele, he has to give back the money, because there's no kapora yet, he only gave it a day to the kapora. But if we say mechaper mechzo, that means a chelik of the kapora is done by the kesef, so he gave the kesef, and he already had a chelik of the kapora. So Memele, you don't give it back. Nafkemina, what we're talking now in Tosfos and Menaches, the Tosfos says, that's mashman, Tosfos, that the chaluk is they called Kohen v'Kohen. But still, we would think maybe to say that when it came to the Mishmar, there wasn't the Chalukah yet, so there wasn't the Kapora yet. It didn't start the Kapora until the Kapora is only finished of the moment when he gives it to each coin. But still, it could be that it already started the Kapora when it came to the Mishmar, and the Kapora is finished by the Chalukah. It's not as if when he gave Lachatzoin, so there's no Kapora yet Bichlal. It could be that there is a Machaper Mechtu when it came to the Kohanim, and it's about to be Yomid Bichalukah. But the Gemara Kapora, I would say that the Gemara Kapora is when it comes to the Agia Lekol Echod Ve'echod. But Kodem Chalukah, if it's called Momen Govoya, and it's called Shulchan Govoya, so I would say that the Mechaper Mechts already is Kayom when it comes to the Mishmar, even before the Chalukah. So the Keren Ora comes to be Masber in Tosfos, so what's Bam is the difference? By Mekadosh Bechelka, we say the Chalukim that he was Chalik B'Kodshim is still Kodshim even after the Chalukah. But by Gezel Ager, after the Chalukah, it becomes Chulin completely. So he says, and he even says Tzarechiyun at them, but he says, can you read that the Pshat is, because by Kodshim, it still has Dinim. The Torah was Machayiv that you should eat it, and it shouldn't be Noisar, and you have to eat it B'Kedusha. So it still has the Dinim of Kodshim, so Memela, it's also the Momenus of Kodshim. It's still Shaykh to the Govoya. But by Gezel Ager, you could use it for anything. That means there's no din special that the Gezel Ager you have to use, like we said before in Tosfos, that it's Meshulchan Gavoya. What could you do with it if you're not Mekadosh Isha? So what could you do? We would think maybe you could only use it L'Achila, to eat it for Inyone Achila, just like Kodshim. So that, the Keren Ora says, since there's no dinim on it, there's no kpedis on it, so Pashtos, it becomes a chulit. That would be the difference between Bemis, between Mekadosh Bechelke, that Kodshim stays after the Chalukah Kodshim, and by Gezel Ager it becomes Chulin after the Chalukah. And the Rambam, it's interesting to point out this Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Bikurim, right in the middle of the Inyanim of Reishis HaGez. Rambam says like this. It's interesting, Rambam, to say over. Kivon, it's Perek Yud Alochehei of Hilchos Bikurim. Kivon Shezikol LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Betrumos Shein Lachmoy V'Yemei. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mezakeh the Kohen with Trumos, which is Lachmoy. You give Truma from Tevua, and also Chala from the Issa. And Yeno, you give Maisros, Trumos and Maisros from Tirosh. The Kohen has his bread and his wine. Bezikoloi b'matonis behema, that's Zroel L'chayim b'keivo, v'kodshe mikdosh, that's the chalukah of the kodshim, she'ina boso shalo, so he's already set. He has his lechem, yain, and boso. Zikoloi b'reishis hagez l'levusha. Now he has to wear something, so he has the malbush, he has reishis hagez, he has the tzemer from that. U'begezel hager, v'acharomim, Vesode achuzo upidyon choyres loitzo oisa v'shatzroch. He also needs money. He needs money to make kis. He needs to buy things. He has other things that he needs. He has to pay kupat cholim. So the Torah says, gave him gezel ager, charomim, sode achuzo upidyon choyres loitzo oisa v'shatzroch of sharei. Ein lo chelik benachlo ubebiza. He has no chelik benachlo ubebiza. So the Torah got for him money and clothes, and bosor, and lechem, and yain. It's interesting that the Levim don't have all that. The Levim just have Maaser Rishon. They don't have from all these matonos. But they have Arboim B'Shmona Ir. Maybe that's why the Akoponim, the Levim, that they should have been in the same category that Hashem should give them all these things. They don't have it, just the Kohanim have it. In fact, in Bais Sheni, even what they had was taken away from them. Lefim and Omar, that the Maaser Rishon, Ezra was Gozer, that they shouldn't give it to Levim, they should give it only to the Kohen. Yeah, that's this Rambam. Talking about the Chalukah of the Esrim V'Arba Matonos, so I want to point out the Gro. The Gro says in Ovos, in the last parak, it says there, Akuna is nikne be'esrim barbo dvorim. So the esrim, that means there's esrim barbo matnus kuhuna. So the Gro says that it's merumas in the psukim in Korach. It says, ze yelcho trumas matonam, and then it says, v'ze yelcho me'kodesh ha'kodoshim mino eish. So it says twice ze. And the Gros Masbir, all the psukim between each ze. That means ze is begematria 12, and veze is 12. So he says there's 12 in the Mikdosh in Yerushalayim, and there's 12 in the Gvulim. So he's mechalikit a little different. The Rambam was mechalikit 8 and 5 and 5 and 1. But the Gros Chilukim, he says, lefi the psukim, it comes out that there's 12 and 12. And the Brisa and the Gemara that we read in Baba Kama, it's also a different Chiluk, that it says there's 10 b'mikdosh, 4 b'Yerushalayim, and 10 b'Gvulim. One more thing in this inyan is interesting to say over from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. In the Sefer Derech Amuna in Hilchos Bikurim, in the beginning, in that Rambam that we mentioned, that he says Gezla Ger's Gvulim, so in the Biur HaHalocha, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down the Tosfos that he says that Gezla Ger should have been in the category of Kodesh HaMikdosh, and why not? So he says that the pshat is like this. Oshem Kari Rachmona. The Oshem has a Mizbeach, which is in the Azorah. What's the Mizbeach? Where is the place of the Akrova, the Mizbeach of the Gezel Ager? The Yodaim of the Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. That's the Mizbeach. Dugma Ladovar, he says. Just like by a bris, the Sandak is called, the Birke Sandak is called the Mizbeach. So Menele says the Yodaim of the Kohen, it's a Mizbeach. So it could be anywhere, wherever the Yodaim of the Kohen are. So that's called the Mizbeach of it. So even though Oshem Kari Rachmon, it's a Korban, but each one has its own Mizbeach. So Memele, the Mizbeach of Gezel Ager is the Yodaim of the Kohen. It could be Bachus. I don't think it's right. It's shaykh to be marich in it. Like if we'll start asking kashas and we'll be marich, so we'll say that if there's a kohen of baal mum, so he can't get from the gezla ger, because it's like nifgam amizbech, and if it's nifgam amizbech, it won't be good. And if all the kohenim will be nifgam, so then he can bring the oshim because nifgam amizbech. But then mokum laharich shaykh. Omar Rava, the Gemara says in Babakai, and we read before, the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Gezela Ger, Shechzir Balai lo Yotza, Echziru Chatzoi lo Yotza. Why? Because Oshem Kaire Rachmon. The Rambam, he says, Kol Gezela Ger, Shein Beshov Epruto, the Koim Koim Mancha Mishmo lo Yotza, and he says there kimikable matona, and he also brings the din of Lilo. Oh, מפי השמוע לומדו שזה שנאמר בתור ואימן לא יש גול בגר שמס ואין לו יושם הקוסם דבר באושם זה האומר כאן הוא הגזל אוי דמי הגזל לפיכוך המחזיר גזל הגר בלילו לא יוצא שהרי אושם קורא הקוסם ואין מקריבן בלילו ואין הכהן עם חולקין גזל הגר כנגד גזל הגר כדרך שאין חולקין בוסו רושם זה כנגד בוסו רושם אחר. So the Rambam brings the din of Lilo and he brings the din of Chaluka keneged ze keneged ze, but he leaves out the din of lachatzoin. Why does he leave out the din of lachatzoin? So I want to say over from Rav Yezer, from Rav Shach, first there's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says like this. It's also negev what we talked before. Gez la ger shechziru balaylo lo yotzo. So he says ein amishmo zeches hakesef beafrosh. And he brings what we said, Amales HaKesef Umeis Yitnu Lebonov. So you see that there's no Afrosha. Elo Echod HaKoyanim Neitel Biyodeh Bishvila Mishmor Ubozeh Amrino Dimnoson Balaylo Lo Yotzo. So here the Chazon Ish says that there's no Din Afrosha, because you see what we brought before the Rai, that Amales HaKesef, and he died, so you give it back to the Yorsha. And he says, what do? You give it, one of the Kohanim takes it, Bishvila Mishmor, Ubozeh Amrino Dimnosan Balaylo Lo Yotze, means what the first Kohen took it, if he took it Balaylo, so Lo Yotze. So you see from the Chazon Ish, that when the first Kohen takes it, that's called giving the Gezel Ager. So the Chazon Ish doesn't say you have to wait to make the Chalukah. The few what we were saying before, that it's totally in the chalukah of each coin, and that until then is the not the kapora, so the chalukah should be dafke bayoim and not balaylo. So maybe taket has to be bayoim. So here in the Chazon Ish it says mefurish that the echod akranim takes it for the whole mishmor, and that's called nosan balaylo. That's called the sin of that coin has to be bayoim. Afterwards we make the chalukah. So you see from the Chazon Ish that the kapora already is given when he gave it to the coin and before the chalukah even. V'nire, I'm still reading from the Chazon Ish. V'nire, davke im nisach lo amoiz bayoim, aval im heir ayoim ba'amoiz kayom, nisach lo amoiz balaylo, it should be. That means the Chazon Ish is talking, if he gave it balaylo, you're not yoitza. But the money is there. Then when came the day, and the money is still there, so maybe he's yoitza, because the money is still there. There's still the chiyuv of the money. V'efshor d'tzorich liton mimenu reshus bayoim. That means maybe the Chazon Ish declares that maybe even if he gave it balaylo and bayoim, the money is there, so it should be called kilo I gave it bayoim, but maybe you have to get from him reshus kilo it was a pikod until now, so he has to say give it bayoim. And what happens if he gives it balaylo and he already gave balaylo reshus that bayoim it should be yours? Maybe that's enough. Im nosan bayoim v'isnu sheizku balaylo loy zochu v'lo yotzu. So it has to be the Kenyan also by Yom. That's the Chazon Ish. V'chein, hodomar chzirul chatzoin lo yotzo. That means he gave a half, so he wasn't yotzo. It's still nothing. It's not considered. Davke b'nisach lo amois, if the money is not there. Avol imechzo rishon kayemes, hariyesh kanachshov kol agzele. V'chein imnosan mechzo lo yoyorim v'mishmarto mechzo lo yoyod, yoledayo, yocho lo yotzi miyodom. So he's not yotzo with the first half. That means if he gave the first if, and he's not Yotze yet, and then he gives the second if, so it has to be that the first if is still here. So Bemis Rav Shach says that even if Nis'ach lo amois, but there's the chiyuv of the money, to give back, so Memela, that chiyuv still is kayom, so Memela is still Yotze. Only says enough kemina if Nis'ach lo amois, doines. That means if it's like a pikodin, and then it was nana, so noinzin, a shemer's potter. So memele, it's kilu, that first day vanished. It's not here, so you have to give a whole keren. The MS, it could be like this. If he gave lachatzoin, I'm talking about the chazonish, if he gave lachatzoin, and nisachlo amos lomosho, he gave each coin poches mishove pruta. And he's going to have to give more. He's going to have to be mashlim. But before he's mashlim, the shove pruta to each kohen, he didn't give it to one kohen to divide. Or maybe even if he gave it. But if he gave each kohen a half a pruta, and then it was nisach lo amos, there's no chiyuv money, because there's no chiyuv ha-shove nepoches mishove pruta. So memele, it could be on that echetim. So you don't have to say davke if nisach lo amos alidei oynes. A koponim, so he says if nisach lo amos, and he gave lachatzoin, so it's not kayim. And Rav Shach says, "Eichetim tzef nisach lo amois, that's not kayim, and has to give a whole hif." So he says, so Rav Shach goes on to say that if he gave lachatzoin, he gave the money lachatzoin, if the chatzoin had already a shover pruta lekolechem lemoshel, if the gzela was 2,000 prutas and the mishmar had 1,000 kohenim, and he gave 1,000 prutas, so each kohen got a pruta. So Rav Shach said it's a dover poshut by him. That since there's a pruta to each coin, so there is already a hashova. It's poshut that there is a hashova, there is a kapar, a koponim. This pruta he gave back was niskayim hashova. Mali, that there's another pruta. It's doimet to other svaras that Rav Shach said, Lamosho, if there's a gzela, there's a vikuach between Rav Shach and the Briskerov, if you gather the chamor, that's worth a lot of prutas. If it's called a lot of gzelas of prutas, or it's called one gzela, a koponim. So he says that if each coin got a pruta, so for that part it's called a hashov. So what it says in the Gemara, chzir lachatzoin lo yotze, can't go on that echetim. Only he says it's talking when he gave lachatzoin a poches mishove pruta, and he has to be mashlim it. So then Rava says that chzir lachatzoin lo yotze, that means meantime lo yotze, there's not even a kapor. So Memela Rav Shach says there's not enough kemina la'alocha. Rava just said it to tell you that there's no kapor yet on a chelik of the pruta, but lemaise there's no nafkamina, since he has to anyway give back that there should be a pruta l'kol koyim v'koyim. So the Rambam didn't have to say that nosno lachatzoin lo yotze, because anyway there's no hashova l'kol koyim. It's nichlal and the din that kol koyim v'koyim should have a shova pruta. That's how you learn pshat. Even though the Gemara it is mentioned, so he says the Gemara Rava says it just to tell you that there's not even a chelik of a kapor. One more inyan, there is one more inyan to say, I'll say it maybe bekitzer, that the Rambam says in Ilchus Meiser Behema, that means in Ilchus Bechoyros, in Ilchus Bechoyros, Perek Vov, the Rambam says, Hoyushutvin b'mois v'konu m'mois, השוטפוס ואחים שקונו בהמס ממויס הירושה הרי הנולד מהם לאחר מכאן חיובין במייס שהרי ברשוסו נולדו והרי כאיש אחד. זה אחים שיורשו פלוי מאביהם הרי פטורין ממייס בהמס. That means יורשים, they are 10 בהמס from the father, the potter ממייס בהמס. It's like a לוקח ונוסם להם במתון. But if they bought from the מויס הירושה, so נולד מאחר מכאן is חייב במייס בהמס. The same thing. Chol koachin v'ashutvin achas shonod doeh beimus berushus amchazu v'nishtatvu. So it's potter mimaisa beimus. Shebshol shechol kunasa akol lekuchin v'alekuach potter. So he says there's a shutvin that are all shutvin together and was born in the shutvu. So it's chayv b'maisa beimus. Which shutvin are potter? Each shut, one shut have brought 100 beimus. Like the Rambam says, alekach loim shonod do b'shonazu. He bought oishonos loim maton arin pturin mimaisa atchivod do berushus lefichoch. Because we say that lekech nosem matones potter a shutvin shenishtatvu bebeimus. Baby ze meot loim, baby ze meot loim biovu oisom vinishtatvu boen arei amosayim pturin min amayser. Why? Shikot lemien kemochor. Chenu achin shoshut loim aviyam arein pturin min amayser. So he says that each one brought 100. They were nishtatif. So it's like I bought from you your chelik and 100. You bought from me my chelik and 100. So each behema has a chelik that's mocher. And mechira, lekuach, is potter me maisar behema. And he says the same thing or achin, that they were yoyresh, is potter me maisar behema. So tshver, the Gemara by us said that if gezel agir is ki yorshim, so tchayv be maisar behema. Koyen shenof luloi asorat loim. The Russian of Gemara's Koyen Shenof Lulay Esabem is because like air, so if it's Yorshinavu, so it's Chayim, because like Konobitfisa Sabah is Chayovin. The Gemara says that if it's a Yorshin, it is Chayim be Meiser Beim. The Rambam says Yorshin is Potter me Meiser Beim. So Reb Chaim says that the Pshat is like this. Beim is the Rambam. The Rambam himself says Koyen. Shenoflu loy esar behem is begez lager pturin min ha-maiser. Why? Why is Kohen Potter? Shematon es kune maton oisein. Kmo ishe kvar biyam nishan oisein bimaton potter min ha-maiser. The Rambam says, why a Kohen Shenoflu esar behem says potter maiser behem because it's a maton? That means if it would be a Yerusha, it would be chayiv b'maiser behem. But the Rambam says before that Yorshim da'achim are potter min maiser behem because they're Yorshim. So he says, the Rambam behem says because it's a mechira. Shat is like this. He says, lu yetzuyer, that there would be only one Yorish, his Yorish, his father. So also the Rambam would be made, everybody holds that it would be Chayv b'maiser behema, because it's only a Yerush. Yerush is Chayv b'maiser behema, like the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel Lagabe Gez Lager, if it would be a Yerush. But he says, since there's a few Yorshim, so a few Yorshim is the Pshat, so they all Yorish. So either the Pshat is that it's Kilu, each one has a Chelik, but they didn't divide it yet, so it's the Chalokim are separate and they're not really a Shutvus, or that they became a Shutvim, Kilu, they put their Chalokim together and there's a Shutvus, the Memela. So Bemis, each Chalik is like a Mechira. Not because it's Yoshim, it's Potter, because Yoshim would be Chayef, but because this kind of Shutvus that came to a few brothers together, Mikach the Yerusha, it's as if there's a Mechira also. Because the Chalokim are not clear and each one has a Chalik in the other one. It's as if I'm using your Chalik, you're using my Chalik, and it's Doimet HaMechira. So what the Gemara says, that Gezlager, is you're not Chalik, Gezlager, can I get Gezlager, because Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. So Reb Chaim says that the Pshat is like this. Be'emes, if it would be called Yorshim, so they would still be called the Yerusha. It comes, the Yerusha comes Mishulchan Gavoya. That means as if they're Yorshim, they're Ger, Mishulchan Gavoya. So Mishulchan Gavoya is not as if a father is Moirish to a few brothers and they have to make a haluka, each one has a chelik. Mishulchan Gavoya is the pshat, it's doime to the one that has one Yorish and he took it. Because the Shulchan Gavoya doesn't have to do with Breira. It's a haluka. From now on, from the Shulchan Gavoya, I get my chelik and you get your chelik. The chelik that I get has a Shem Yerusha, the Kilo, I'm Yorish from the Ger. But without Breira, without haluka, without saying that it's now it's Nisbar that this is my chelik. Only the Torah gave you a matona that has a Shem Yerusha. So Memele, Reb Chaim says, the whole chsorim that we said by Achim Shiyorshu is because it has an element of Mechira in it, of Lokuach. But by Gezel Ager, it doesn't have that element of Lokuach. It's only, even if it would have been Yerusha, it would also be without a chelik of Lokuach. It would be like straight from the Ger, Betera Shulchan Gavoya. So Memele, there wouldn't be the problem, and Mela would be Chayv B'Maiser Behema if it would be called Kiyorshu. I think the Chazon Ish is choilek on the Nekuda of one Yorish, but I didn't get into that part. That's in the Inyan of Gezel Ager. We didn't cover everything. We didn't cover the Inyan of he gave to one Mishmar and the other Mishmar, which one has to take it back. And there's a long Mishnah Lamelech with six Seifim, and that we didn't go into. The Inyanei Agoda, we're talking about Matnes Kuna and a Kohen. So this Parsha that we're going to read this week is Parsha's Emor. It says, Vakohen Agodol Meyechov, Asher Yutzak al Rosh Hashem and HaMishchal Ma'alei Yisyodesh. The Gemara says, Agodol Meyechov, Gadleu Mishalechov. Vakohen Godol has a deen that he should be a Osher. If he wasn't a Osher, the Gemara in the Dorim learns it out. If he wasn't a Osher, so you have to give him, you masher him, you gadleu mishalechov, you make him more, you give him more nechazim, more money, today that he should be called the osher. So it's interesting to point out that the gematria of the words v'akoyen, agodol, me'echov, that gematria is 199. What does that mean? Because the Mishnah at the end of Peah says that if somebody has up to 200 zuzim, 199, begematria tzedakah, the Gemara says, then he could take money from tzedakah, because 200 is enough to live off of a whole year. 199 is still called the oni, and he could even give him elef bevasachas, because he has a shem oni. If you have 200, so then you can't give him tzedakah, because he's not called the oni. So Menela, we say Vakoin Agodol Meecho. He only has 199. So Gadleu Mishalecho. Of course, it means Osher means Mistoma, more than one pruta to give him. But it's a remez that if he's still in the matzav of Oni, a matzav of Tzedakah, so Vakoin Agodol Meecho, then we have to add on Kilo saying in the code with the kolos 200. Then he has enough. That's what we add on, and then it's Gadleu Mishalecho.